Blog Talk Radio.
You're rocking the drone, folks. You need to pay. Buy your head house, zero, boost, or red light.
You're rocking the grown folks and music with a K Friday night house party. Guys, this is the group from TikTok, my grown folks music TikTok group. Let me see. I got Miss B. Miss B, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Guys,
hello,
tonight,
everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Tonight we're going to rock 2 hours of grown folks music. Now, people ask, what is grown folks music? Now, I'm going to tell you my age. You know, I come from that baby boom era, okay? I'm 61. And grown folks music is music that makes sense. When I say makes sense, tell a story, whether it's a love story or a party. Like the party, like Beth, you know, Ms. B, you know the party. When you know, I am not going to say your age because I really don't know, but, you know, blue lights in the basement kind of thing. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. We got somebody else. You're listening to the Grown Folks Music House Party. I bet. Wait, who is it? Madam President. Wait, is it?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, Ms. B. Hi.
Say hello. This is Madam President. If you guys don't know, you guys need to check out our TikTok page, you know, Grown Folks Music with a K. And Madam President, she runs the day-to-day. We got a whole host of administrative people and followers. I mean, we have fun. So the floor is yours, Madam President.
Oh, hi, everybody. You just put me out there right there. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. Happy Friday. So I'm glad y'all can tune in with me. I have the greatest CEO in the whole wide world.
Thank you. I got the best MP in the world. I mean, you, seriously, if it weren't for you guys, if it weren't for you, Mom, how stressed out would I be? You know, I'm already stressed anyway. So, So tonight we're going to rock some old school. You guys, I'm from D.C. by way of New York, okay? So what does that mean? If you guys heard of go-go music, I'll rock some of that. But now I'm going to rock some – everybody stay cool. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to rock some Howard. You guys heard this song before.
Oh, don't say that.
So fine, so fine, so am I. So fine, so fine, so much.
Friday night house party, and I got all the gang and wait, EVP from Canada. She's here. Hey. Wait, do I have somebody? 254. You're live. Hello?
Yes, good evening. How you doing?
Wait, who is this?
Oh, KY. I'm
DJ. DJ KY's.
Oh, my God. Guys, listen. I was looking at the 254 number. These guys, I don't even have enough time to tell you about this guy. This guy is amazing. He's part of our group. I mean, bruh, welcome to the Friday night. You know what? I'm not spinning wheels of steel like you are because I'm on a computer, okay? So don't hold that shit against me, okay? DJ Wise, what's up, bro? How are you?
Man, I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Good. And guys, listen, what's it, February 21st? I'm going to be on the show live, right? 21st.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So guys,
looking forward to it.
Listen, guys, you got to follow us on TikTok. This is the Grown Folks Music with a K from TikTok. We've been in this for less than a year, and we have 5 million views. And, like, we got people like this amazing DJ, like this guy. I don't even call myself a DJ anymore because after listening to this guy. Seriously. And I got Madam President. Madam President. I mean, Madam President, baby, you saved me so much heartache and headache. I used to have an afro.
I know.
Because she came into my life. Then I have Miss B. She was with us from the beginning as well. So, I mean, I got to tell you guys, you know, it is what it is. We're rocking, right?
You know, you got two powerhouses right there. That's all.
You know what? How can I go wrong, DJ? How can I go wrong? You know, and I know Miss, Madam President, before the night's over, is going to tell you how this all came about, 2 o'clock in the morning. Wait. Let me clarify that. 2 o'clock in the morning, we were at different places. So don't get your minds out of the gutter, all right? Get your minds out. So listen, guys, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to drum up the Canadian by way of Jamaica. So don't go anywhere.
I was doing the ooh. Hey, yo, man, come on. Oh, what's up? Bustin' loose, bustin' loose.
Goofy Sound. We're rocking the Grown Folks.
How long you been on the radio?
Friday night house party. And I got all my gang. I got Ms. B. I got Madam President. I got the best DJ in the world. And I got Ms. Aries. So check it out. Welcome, guys. You're live and you're hot. What's going on?
Not much. Don't be scared.
Ms. Aries, tell me, where are you from? Tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Ohio. Urbana, Ohio. It's cold.
Ooh, a cold place called Ohio. I get it. So DJ KY, you know what, this guy. We'll tell everybody where you're from. You know what? I used to call myself a DJ until I heard him, right? And I'm like, yo, I'm just playing music. He's a DJ. So tell us where you're from.
Well, originally from, born and raised in New York, but I'm living in North Carolina right now.
Yeah.
Damn, wow. And Madam President, where you hail from?
Y'all really want to know? I'm from the Big Apple, Harlem, baby.
Harlem's in the house. Now, last but not least, Miss B, where do you hail from?
I hail from New Jersey.
The Jersey girl. So here's the deal, guys. Grown Folks Music with the K.
Yeah.
We, when I got on TikTok, it was just because I like to lip sync because I can't sing, right? So my daughters were like, Dad, you know what? Stop. And then, I'll let Madam President tell you. Madam President, how did this all come about?
Lord, I might run into the next morning. But long story short, I'm going to try to make it short. But, let me see how it started. I was on TikTok, not knowing anything. I was in another family, and I used to often go live, and this guy, Greg, like, always used to come into my house. I was like, who is that? Oh, I'll come pick you up on my jet. I'll take you to Martha Vineyard. I said, this man. I don't know this man. What are you talking about? And one day he said, Google me. And I did Google him. I said, oh, God. Ooh. So after that, we started chit-chatting. And he spoke to me and said, well, I want to do a hashtag. I want you to be the president. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm a nurse from New York. I just like to lip sync and have fun. So he said, no, you can do it. You can do it, too. So one night we were on the phone. We talked, and 2:30 in the morning.
Yep, that is right. And this really, wait, I want to introduce the EVP from Canada. Empress, what's going on, baby?
Hi, my beautiful family. I'm so excited.
How are you?
To be on here. Oh, my God.
Hi.
I'm so good, and it's crazy because I heard this story before, but hearing it again just gets me really excited. So, yes.
You know what?
Know.
What's crazy is that, you know, when Madam President and I, you know, it was like, you know what? I was actually in the same family she was because I was new. All of us were in this particular family, right? So, you know, me being me, I'm like, oh, dude, let's take this to another level. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And we know how that did turn out its way.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll start my own family. Right. And Madam President's like, I can do it. And then EVP, I'm like, oh, damn, EVP.
And I don't mean to cut you, amazing Greg, but you guys asked me. You and Madame President asked me to be a part of the family 3 months before I even joined.
Right,
and a
right.
lot of people probably don't know that. It's literally 3 months.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, yes, I'm going to do it, but I'm not ready. I kept saying that.
Right.
And,
you're right.
Madame President was like, we will wait.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Exactly. Because I used to ask
that. Like,
where the hell is Empress? Is she for real? I'm like, where the hell is she? She
oh, I knew her. I had a close relationship, but I did.
Right.
But in between that spot,
one of the first people when we got was Ms. B. Ms. B, like,
yes.
She was.
Yes.
Ms. B, she was like, yes, I'm a part of it. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, and she's been going strong with us, rocking with us from the beginning.
Yeah. Because
I told Greg,
definitely.
Who is this woman? I want her.
Right. You're right. You did. And like, between all you guys, you know, recruiting people, and then Madam President's like, yo, I got this DJ. I'm like, really? And then I'm like, okay, another wannabe DJ. And I'm like, this is a real DJ. I'm like, oh shit, this is a real DJ. I'm like, yeah. And like, guys, if you're not, please, guys, go on TikTok. Guys, find us on TikTok. And like, DJ K-Wise, he rocks every night. I don't have that kind of energy. I'm a Jamaican. I got like 50 jobs, but seriously.
Oh my goodness! Stop it, Greg.
I'm sorry, baby. But you know what? We like to work, man. We like to work. But DJ K-Wise, that brother, like, he puts it in. And like, I'm getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's popping, locking. And I'm like, bruh, seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
And then, I'm watching this for a while.
Yes. And then with the recruit, Miss Aries, I mean, if you guys look at her content, I'm like, whoa. See, my content is always the same, man. Like, I don't change.
Absolutely.
It's a bad habit. Right? You guys are the extra. I'm like, how can I be extra like that? I'm like, whoa.
No.
I'm like, you know, we got the EVP with her Thursdays, Red Room. And then we got Madam President with
that's
her.
That's it, right. With her
right? I'm like,
what?
I'm just going to do
it. Coffee time is incredible.
It is incredible.
Well,
we have a strong team.
With Miss Aries is originally with me in another family. And I said, Miss Aries, you going to come. She said, I'm going to wait a little bit, but she's on.
Oh, my God. She rocks. She rocks.
She
rocks. I mean, Madam President, you guys, really, the recruiting you guys do is, you know, if this was a full-time job, y'all, seriously, I'm just saying, if this is a full-time job, y'all would be like, if y'all were in sales and a full-time job, y'all would be like trillionaires and shit, because not only do we get people from, like, in America, we get people from all over the world. You know,
including
you guys are awesome.
EVP from Canada.
Yes.
Yes.
EVP. Wait, we have let me
gotta
how,
throw that in there.
Let me tell you how awesome Grown Folks Music with a K is. So we had our first meet and greet, right? And you know, people, I take this kind of serious. Everything I do, I take serious. EVP came for the weekend.
Yes, you did.
All the way from Canada for a party. Think about that, for a party. A party.
Yeah, I came on an airplane.
Right. Yeah, great. You got on. We came from another country. Another country, and like we had a ball. I mean, and you know, our group is based on having fun, and strict. You know, royalty is loyalty. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby. So
all
you know,
the time.
Hey guys, listen. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna play some old time, old school music. I hope I got this right.
Yes.
Wait. So DJ K-Wise, listen, why don't you tell everybody about you, bro? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
I
want to
hear about him. Yeah.
Wow, ain't really much about me.
Oh,
there's a lot about you. There's a lot about you. Stop.
Well, what y'all want to know?
I'm going to talk because I'm from Canada, so I think I should talk first. I just want to let you know you have absolutely an incredible voice. That is just amazing. That alone says what you do, what you do. So I'm waiting for what you do.
So how did you tell us? You want me to read you any rate? Remember when you was in there live and you said who you were?
Yeah. You know what, first of all, I got to tell you, this is incredible.
Yes.
This is really incredible. MP. I mean, 5 million people and it's only a year, that's incredible.
That's crazy.
Thank you.
A large salute to you all for that.
Oh, what a blessing.
It was crazy because my brother and I, who I just picked up from the train station every day, we started on, you know, we have our own podcast talk show. So we decided we were going to try to spread out and go on the other platforms. We started reaching out on TikTok. Man, I ain't never been on TikTok, done none of that stuff. So all of a sudden, I happened to scan cross and all these people singing, you know, but then these lip people lip syncing. And I'm looking and I'm listening. And at first I thought, I said, man, they sound exactly like the person singing the song. And then I looked again, and I said, oh, I said, what is this? So I'm checking out, having to come across Madam President. I'm like, who is Madam President? What is all this about? The goddess, hashtag the goddess. So I said, oh, okay. So I'm looking, and I'm like, wow. So I'm noticing that there's so many people responding and everything. So I'm like, well, let me check this thing out here. And me, I'm a karaoke nut. I love karaoke. I've been a performer, basically entertained ever since I was a kid. And I said, well, yo, this is something that I can flow with. So I'm watching. And I just happened to reach out, you know, just say, hey, you know, I like that. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at more and more and more. I'm like, this is crazy. So as I started DJing on TikTok and everything, people started coming over and checking me out DJing. And like I said, I've never done no live stream or stuff like that. I guess I'm a dinosaur or something. But my brother was like, yo, we're going to do this. So we started doing it, and I can't believe the amount of followers
and
compliments I have gotten, you know.
Yeah.
Right. It's a blessing. It really is. I'm grateful for all that. So I'm especially grateful for y'all because when Madam said she was going to introduce me to you, I was like, okay. Well, I said, who is this? She said, this is the guy. This is the man. This is the CEO. I said, what is he a CEO of a joint that's where everybody's just lip syncing? I'm trying to figure out where's the magic. How did this come about? So I said, okay.
I mean, this is
phenomenal. Be 5 million people for lip syncing. I'm like, that's
incredible.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is, you know what, guys? I have to say this. You guys are incredible because, you know what? I told Madam President, I told EVP, guys, I started this out as like just, you know, having fun, doing lip syncing because, you know, I always wanted to be a performer. God didn't bless me with the voice. He does, you know, I play piano and I play violin, but I always wanted to sing. But somebody said, yo, check out TikTok. I'm like, lip sync? Oh, hell yeah, I'm on it. And then the rest is freaking history, man. I'm telling you. I got to tell you guys, I truly appreciate my family. The family, see, family loyalty is loyalty. You guys are I love you guys. Y'all gonna make me cry. Hey, listen, I'm gonna play something really quick. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, guys.
We will be right here. We'll be right back.
Red G Radio, New York City. We can find your classic soul and R&B music. The music for your soul. I got my group in the house. I got, you already know who you are. If you ain't listening, then too bad for you. You got to catch up later. So check it out. DJ K-Wise, you know, tell us about your podcast. I want people to listen to you because I got like, well, like tonight right now, I'm looking at like 4.2 million people in like six countries. So wow. tell us how you, we can listen to you and what your podcast is all about.
Oh, wow.
Well, listen, Real to Real 360 show is based on just that, the name alone. Real, the first part of Real, which is R-E-A-L, talking about real life. The two is because that's the two of us that started it since day one. And the R-E-E-L means that we're putting it all in motion. We're bringing it to you like a film, which is our lives. And we combine everybody's life in the real. And then when you see 360, of course, you know 360 is complete. So that's how Real to Real started. And our main focus is to talk about all aspects of the human life when we're dealing with mental and physical health issues, especially for our people. I must express that.
Right,
talking
absolutely.
About our people, because we have a lot of issues that a lot of us don't address. We keep things hidden, which causes us to have a lot of problems and underlying issues today, health wise. So,
if
we bring
amazing, brother.
You know, we bring awareness and change to it all. So that's the platform we do, and then we're also focusing on Southern soul music, as far as right. Southern soul R&B. Southern soul, hip-hop, blues, because it's like the unsung hero. There's a lot of talent in Southern soul music, but it doesn't get the national airplay that a lot of, you know, today's R&B, hip-hop, and, you know, country stuff, they get. So we're taking that and trying to bring the mogul of it towards the East Coast and get it played like, you know, nobody else has really done. So that's our focus. I don't went the wrong way there. But, yeah, so, you know, we want everybody, like I said, nothing is off the table when we talk about Real to Real. So, you know, the more people, you know, that can come on, if you got something going on in your community that you're doing to uplift people, whether it be holding a food functioning, food drive, anything dealing with the uplifting movement to help out our people for the cause, our black people and brown people, We want to help
awesome.
Promote it and be a part of it.
Thank
so
God.
That's what
Absolutely.
We're really
I love that, King.
That
honestly,
awesome,
I don't mean to project my voice from Canada, but I think this is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know, we started it in 2000, our dream 2019, and we made it to reality in 2020. So we're coming up
Incredible.
In 3 years, August.
Yay. That is awesome, you guys. Just a little side note, I'll be on their show February 21st, right? So gotta tune in.
What hold? Did you say February 21st? You skipping February 19th. Here you go.
Guys, Madam President will be 27 on February 19th. It's going to be a party off the hook. So tune in.
Listen.
You guys will know.
We looking forward to
that. DJ K-Wise is going to do something special.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Stay tuned for it. Stay tuned. Me and DJ, stay tuned.
2023 is going to be a big year for all of us. All of us. And I won't say what yet, but it's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. So, you know, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked because grown folks' music with a K, we do everything big. We go big or we go home.
Right.
You know, and listen, we, the meet and greet, see, I think we are one of the few first groups, black groups, that is, on TikTok that did a meet and greet. You know, we did a
You're
meet and
right.
greet. We did a meet and greet before, not even a year.
Right.
And it was incredible in New York, man. We did an amazing. It was awesome,
incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Five months after the beginning.
Yep. 5 months later, we had the meet and greet.
We did. Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, listen. Guys, we have Grown Folks Music have all kinds of swag. So reach out to Madam President if you want swag. We got sweatshirts, T-shirts, hats, cups.
Yes.
You know, golf umbrellas, pins,
yeah,
you know. I sound like
yeah,
a cheap salesman, but you know what? We have it. We have it now.
Okay.
I always sound like a used car salesman. You know what? You can buy the warranty on this, right? You know what?
Well, listen, when is your next,
you know,
when's your next meet and greet?
But
you know
what?
What?
I'm glad you asked that.
Even though you sound that, that's absolutely incredible, because I'm telling you, in that space of time, we've created what? We've created T-shirts,
right,
mugs, hats. Grown Folks Music is absolutely incredible, and we have a lot more coming.
Absolutely, absolutely. And DJ KY's, the answer question.
Tell.
We in April, it'll be a year that we've been around. Mm. So we're going to have this massive, you know what, I got to tell you, massive meet and greet. So, and I know you'll be there. I mean, it's going to be so incredible because we're going all out. I'm going all out on this. As CEO, I'm going all out. We're going to do this. Y'all mess around at Earth, Wind, and Fire show up. Stop. Don't play with me.
Oh, Lord.
Don't play. Because I'm old. Like, anyway, yo, I got to say this. So the last song I played was Let the Music Play by Shannon, right? So that song, I was in my late 20s when that song came out. And someone said, I won't say who it is. Oh, high school. I'm like, what? EVP said that. I'm going to say that. I'm like, EVP, high school days? Seriously? I was out of college 2 times. High school days? Seriously. So, hey, listen, guys, don't go anywhere. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to play one more song because we got 1 more hour, so we got lots to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Don't it hurt so bad? Oh,
Listening to the Grown Folks Music with a K Friday Night House Party Oh, it's just a Friday night party, and I got the gang in the house. So let's go back to DJ K-Wise. D, tell us more, bro.
Well, yeah, well, listen, matter of fact, I got my brother right here, my partner in crime. So please, what's up, man? You want to join? Peace, how y'all doing? This is Josh Amel Law from Real Real 360.
What's up, brother?
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
Well,
you know, with Real 360, like my brother said, we address a lot of the social ills in our community. And also, too, we like to support any individual that is bringing awareness and trying to help, you know what I'm saying, those that are in our community. We don't just have conversations with ourselves. We have had State Representative Christopher Rabb on. We're looking to get State Representative McClinton on from Pennsylvania. We've had Commissioner Saladin Modofo from Washington, D.C. We've also had Saladin Quinnell, which is Josiah Henson's great-great-grandson, which individuals know as Uncle Tom, which has a bad name, but we all know that Uncle Tom was a good dude.
Yeah,
but that is correct. That is correct. He saved everybody. He wasn't really an Uncle Tom.
Right. No, he wasn't. Right. He wasn't like that. And we also, too, the reason why we push the Southern Soul, because as we listen to music today and the music that's on the radio, being that we are grown folks, that we always talk about the love, where's the love in the music? A lot of times the Southern Soul artists are the ones who are pushing love in music today, and they don't get the shine that they deserve. So we try to push that, and we want to make sure that as grown folks, we still loving on each other the way we should be loving on each other.
Yes.
We still being brothers to each other. We still being sisters to each other. We still being man and woman with each other. So we need to change the narrative of the things that we see and try to put the things back to the way they used to be when men love their woman and the woman love their man.
Damn! See, this is what I'm talking about. Seriously. This is some real shit. And I can say that because it's my radio station. So, you know what? I don't believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know?
I know.
We come together. I have, and I say me, yes, I have the best team in the world. I mean, everybody. I'm like, what makes a great team is the people that make it happen. And you guys. I mean, well, I got to give it to my administration because you guys get people like DJ K-Wise and his partner, Miss Aries and Miss B. I mean, guys, strong and strong. There's no hate. People put out is positive love and like grown folks music.
Yes.
With the K.
With the K. With
the K.
With the K.
With the K.
With the K.
And but I want to say one thing. You know, when my eyes met and listened to the DJ, you know, he has actually introduced me to a lot of music I never heard. I ain't never heard that Southern shit. You know, I'm from New York, but
right.
He's introduced me to and opening my horizon. Like, who's that?
I agree. I'm the same with you.
But them Southern,
you.
Those Southern artists.
Yes.
And I'm opening up.
And what's crazy is DJ K-Wise is from New York, right? And us New Yorkers, right? We got our own group. But DJ K-Wise, the whole Southern soul, I met this guy by the name of Simone D from Alabama. Simone, he epitomizes Southern soul. I'm like, what the hell is Southern soul? Right? And then I was like, damn, this is where Southern soul is, where music, when we as black folks, like the Marvin Gaye's and the 60s and 70s, we talked about love and breakup, and there was substance to our music. And what I love is Southern soul is bringing that back. It's bringing it back.
There's a story told in every.
Mr. CEO, I'm kind of hurt because you had held me accountable for you going into work late. Kind of.
Oh yeah. Oh
it.
Hell yeah.
You know,
a couple times.
Girl.
A couple times. But yes, I'm holding you accountable. A couple times. Yo, and I, you know, I don't sleep much anyway. But you know what, guys? I mean, people that are listening, if you guys tune in, like, it's like, oh my god. Okay, I'm going to sleep after this. Okay, wait. One more song. One more song. One more song. One more song. I'm like that's oh, I'm like, and they like we're, and I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm texting him, I'm like, yo bro, I gotta go to sleep, man, stop. He's like, yo, dude, sleep. This song is with you. And I'm like, okay bro, I need at least I gotta get up an hour. He goes, okay, wait, one more song. This one. But you know what, I used to call myself, I used to say my tag was the hardest jock on the block. Oops, nope, not anymore. Nope. You guys are wonderful. I am so filled with so much joy that, you know, as grown folks, you know, we, especially black people, we're open. Grown folks is open to all walks of life. But yep. It's just, you know, us black people, we are the example of us coming together as one, like we used to be in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Everybody plays a part. Everybody plays a part in this, man. You know, mm-hmm. And I got to thank you guys, man. This is amazing. I mean, wait, Ms. B, is she still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Ms. B, you know what? Most of when no, you should talk like you put out videos, man. Seriously. Come on.
She's moderating.
She's moderating me. I'm the only one in the chat. Ms. B should talk like she put out videos. Ms. B, all of a sudden you got a case of, oh, I'm shy. Really? Come on, man.
I'm definitely not shy. I'm not shy. I'm just multitasking.
Okay, multitasking, but can't, you know, like the last time, you can't say anything. Everybody, Miss Aries, you still there, right?
Yes.
Miss Ohio, you still there? Right? You're still there. Come on, you know what? And I appreciate everybody calling in, and I'm looking at all the people that are listening. It's amazing, and I'm like, at first I told EVP and I told Madam President, I'm like, yo, do we have to do this tonight? I'm tired. And they're like, yes, we have to do it. I'm like, okay. And when I sit down and do it, I'm like, I'm energized. You guys give me energy. And I love that. You guys are amazing. And DJ K-Wise, since you have the bomb radio show, you're coming on my TV show as well. Because I got a TV show. So you want to talk politics, 30 frames a second with Greg Lassiter and Matt Wood, award-winning brother. So you need to come on. You and your buddy, man. I mean, because you know what? Teamwork makes the dream work, and I'm all about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I'm so about that. So, guys, hold tight.
We're looking forward. We want to come up to New York and come up there and highlight you, you know.
Well, you're from New York, man. You know what? Mi casa, tu casa. Seriously. Don't, hey, look, DJ, hey, listen. You better come up here and know, bruh. Okay, I know how North Carolinians are, okay, because my mom was down there, all right? So, bruh, when you come up here, you better not have one, no. High waters, you know, you don't have one half shirt. You better bring it back to New York, in which you come from, bro. Because if you come up here incorrect, and I'm no dissing to anybody in North Carolina or South, but I'm just saying, our brother from New York, all right?
No, brother,
he knows. He's all like, I get it.
No.
But if you come up here in some sandals. You know why I'm getting you, DJ? Because I know you're going to get me. So I'm going to get you first, bro. So so guys, stand by.
I like a new flyer, bro.
Something really quick. Can I say something really quick? I just want to finish my little story because it was kind of cute and it happened quickly. So you were talking about when I came on board, Grown Folks Music, which started April 8th, 2022.
With a K.
And I came on board, I believe, the following week, because then my birthday, which is April 22nd, we celebrated my birthday on this radio show.
That is correct. I remember that. You're right.
And the way that it went was, God has just told me recently how she said, who is this woman? I want this woman. And she said that to you. And then you texted me and said, you talked about Grown Folks Music, and you told me, I noticed you're using the hashtag, get in touch with Goddess, you'll love her, and tell her that you need a t-shirt and everything else. And I was like, what's happening? And I said, oh, okay. So so the rest is history. That's it. So it was that's it was awesome. Big, and here it was. So I appreciate both of you, and I enjoy what I do so much. It was so much fun, and I love everybody. And
I personally, as CEO, like, I learned from you guys, like, especially Madam President and EVP, I'm like, how you do that? My God, how do you make, like, you guys make videos. I'm like, I'm just normal. I'm like, I always think of a rock star. I'm like, I'm on concert, but you guys be like extra and shit. I'm like, well, how the fuck?
Well,
how do you add this and add that? And I can see an EVP, she's like, Greg, listen, okay, really. Okay, I want to tell you this once. I'm like, okay. And then Madam President is like, and Madam President is like, okay, CEO, we're going to do this. Let me just have it. I'll follow. Just follow me. I'm like, damn. And then I'll do a video. I'm like, Ms. B. She's like, hey, CEO, just send it to me. I got you. I'm like, I love that. I truly love that. Because you know what? Well, you know what? As a CEO, I don't know everything. I surround myself with great people. That's what a CEO does. I got great
That's
people.
Right.
I got great people.
Well, DJ didn't do no videos, did you, DJ?
DJ don't have to damn video. He just stays there.
Anyway, DJ,
I'm here. I'm here. What was that?
Now, looking back on your content, bro. I see it back in the day, you just had advertisements or whatever, but you started doing some videos. So who taught you a little bit?
That was your fault. I had
behind. He's doing his own thing.
Oh, he is.
But the duets that you guys did were awesome, though. They were amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that is amazing. Yeah. You know what? I'm so thankful that we're on the same team. That's how thankful I am.
Yeah.
We're on the same team. Because let me tell you, I mean, we're doing, what's funny is everyone is doing what they love to do and still part of a family.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
No, that is amazing.
And can I just mention something else really quick? Getting to Miss Aries. Miss Aries, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yes. I just want to compliment you and to give you the highest compliment on your effects. You have the best effects on your videos. They are awesome. And like some others, I rewatch it a couple of times before I even comment. I'm just watching. And just enjoying the effects are flawless, and I just wanted to tell you they're beautiful.
Thanks
for giving us that for us to watch because it's awesome.
I love it, guys. Well, listen, guys.
Miss Aries, she's quiet. She's behind my scenes. She's my advisor, but she's absolutely amazing. She has turned coffee time into I can't even talk. She never misses a coffee time. No, I'm getting my coffee time. I got to do it.
You know what? I love coffee time. I just wish that I could do it sometime. But I will. I'll do better, guys. I'll do better.
I look forward to coffee time. I love it. I love that because it starts your day off well and you're happy. It just got finished because I like to sing and everything in real life. So it just starts your day off.
Too, but
so I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, so listen, I'm gonna play. Don't go anywhere if you guys can't. I'm gonna play one more song. I'm gonna take you back on this one.
All right.
Never on Sunday, Monday too soon, Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do. Thursday and Friday we can begin, but our Saturday love will never end.
Sugar.
the Grown Folks Music with the K Friday Night Party. That was Sherelle and Alexandra O'Neill. That was my cut, right, back in the 80s, right? So, guys, I got my whole crew. I got about 27 minutes left. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go down the line and, you know, you guys can give your last words of, you know, whatever you want to say. Let me start with Miss B. Miss B, what do you have to say to us? Tell the people something.
I pretty much said it. I love everybody. I enjoy what I do so much. You guys would never understand. And I love everybody. And we have such a great time. And I feel that it's, well, in my heart, it's just amazing when we come together and we, especially when we do things together, like we duet. Like I said, coffee time is a perfect example this morning when we, all of us girls got together and we just jumped right in. And it was amazing when you go back and look at it, we're actually having fun. We're smiling, we're dancing, and our day has started right. I really appreciate it. And again, awesome. I appreciate being part of the group and I love you guys.
Awesome. Miss B, thank you so much. Now let me go to DJ G-Wise. What's up, bro? Tell us something.
DJ might be turning the table.
Wait, is he? Okay, let me DJ. Okay. like he, well, you know what's crazy? DJ K-Wise is listening to us and like on the wheels of steel, like real.
I'm here.
Okay, give us some words of wisdom. Give us some words of wisdom.
Well, first and foremost, like I said, I want to thank you and Madam President for allowing me to come on and be a part of the family and, you know, my real crew. So we thank you very much for that opportunity and look forward to just wilding out, having a good time, meeting everybody, doing what we do.
Yes, exactly.
Words of wisdom. What else can I say except my slogan is my love is love. So that's what it is. That's what it's all about. If you can't be truthful to yourself, how can you expect to be truthful to others?
I love that. Okay, thank you, DJ K-Wise. Thank you, Miss B. Now let's talk to Miss Aries.
She's so quiet. She's so shy. Well,
I thank you and Madam President for inviting me into the culture. I thought that deserved everything because I didn't want to be in nothing that was a lot of drama. But there's no drama here. I feel close with you guys. I love all you guys.
Thank you so
much. I'm gonna stay in the whatever. I'm waiting for my cup, Madam President, but
I'll take the blame on that. You'll get it. I'll get it. You know, she'll get
you
it. All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Aries. Now, Miss the EVP, tell us something, baby.
You know, I think I got.
Okay.
EVP?
She stepped out.
She stepped out?
She's all right.
Well, okay, then we'll just check and follow it up with Madam President. You have the last word.
Lord, you know I get so emotional about everything. You know, I'm just happy that I could, Greg and I, could have such a beautiful community, and I'm able to pick out and choose people that I know would be an asset to Grown Folks Music with a K. I watch very closely and see if I handpick everybody. And you know, I just want to spread the love. You know, I'm all about love.
Awesome.
I'm about teaching. If you need to ask me something, I'm always here. And the main thing is I always want everybody that's in the community to support one another. That's a real big thing about me.
Yes,
I don't
absolutely.
Want anybody to feel left out.
Absolutely.
And support for support. Even if I can get to you, if I don't get to you, I'm going to get to you. But I have Miss D as well. She's helping me to spread the love and to tag people because I don't want anybody to ever feel left out, because I was left out one time.
Right, right.
I don't want anybody to feel like I felt. It puts a smile on my face to know when I do the coffee time. You know how many people are getting my DM saying, oh, my God, you made my day. You made me smile. You made me feel so happy. That makes that's the most.
Yeah, you're awesome. You know what? Madam President, I appreciate all you guys. Is okay, before I do this, I want to thank you guys because I got to hit the last 21 minutes. I got to try to pay some bills, right? We're going to try to do some questions. Okay. Wait, is EVP,
yes.
Is she still around? You there, baby?
Is
okay. Here's
EVP
the thing, guys.
EVP probably, she's not on. She probably has to get to work. EVP gets up like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Like me.
She's
she gets up like me. Hey, guys, I want to thank you guys. You know what? I got 21 minutes.
Thank you.
I love all of you guys. Thank you for calling in.
You
know what? We will be in touch. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll talk to you guys soon. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Grown Folks Music with a K Friday Night Party. And I'm your host, Greg Lasseter, here at G Radio, New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. Guys, I want to thank everybody that joined me, my whole Grown Folks Music with a K TikTok group. Guys, we're amazing. Guys, if you don't know anything about TikTok, get with the program before it's gone. Come check us out, Grown Folks Music with a K. And that's what we are. We're grown folks. We're grown folks. And like, I got about 10 minutes left, and I want to say this, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week with The Quiet Storm with your host, Greg Lasseter, here on G Radio New York City, where you can find your classic soul and R&B music, the music for your soul. I'm going to take you out with one of my favorite house tunes. His name is Black Coffee from Africa. Check it out, guys. Peace and soul.
Times had to end.